Just feel that beat and sing it. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Monday.
Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta stopped short of agreeing Bukayo Saka is currently the best player in the Premier League after he inspired his team to a 4-1 win over Crystal Palace. Two goals and an assist from the England winger helped the leaders go 8 points clear at the top. It was put to Arteta that no one's in better form than Saka at the moment.
We have obviously individuals that excel to be at the level that we want, but B was again really, really good today, really affecting the results with his contribution. Expression in the opponent's box.
He's not allowed to say Arteta because he doesn't want to big him up too much, but I'm not on the board at Arsenal. I don't manage them. He is definitely, he's not just the best winger in the league. I think he's one of the best players in the world at the moment. There, I said it.
Are you in a good mood, Scott?
Yes, I am, yes.
But how will you celebrate if they do win the league?
I don't even want to. I'm taking it game by game. I don't even want to think about it.
Now you sound like the manager.
No, I really am. But with Bukayo Saka, and I'm not just, and you know what, and even rival, teams, you know, have come out and said he's such a likeable person. Anyway, like his football ability aside, he's just such a good kid that he's everything that any footballer should strive to be, like in terms
he's
of
a good role model.
He's amazing. He speaks well. He plays well. He's like a god, really.
I'm surprised in Conte's little outburst in his press conference. The only thing he didn't do was big up Arsenal.
Yeah,
he might as well have.
He might as well have done that. Weather.
A cloudy and wet afternoon continues across much of Essex. Temperatures on your big drive home reaching 12 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
I was talking about one of your news bulletins today, one of your stories that I'd seen on the telly earlier. And I don't know whether it might be a dyslexic thing, but sometimes when you have dyslexia, so I can read quite well, but I add stuff to what I'm reading.
Yeah, yeah.
So I see the beginning of a letter and the end of it. So I go, well, that must be that word.
Right.
And then my brain goes, that's that word.
Okay.
So I thought that Coronation Street had an app out today looking for people with skills. That's what it looked like on the thing. It said app launch. To me, it said app launch for Coronation Street looking for people with skills that can help out. Right. I was like, haven't they got any money to pay people to do that?
Well, no, it's the king who's asking for
it's,
people to
it's the actual coronation.
Right.
I saw Coronation Street, because coronation's familiar to my brain.
Yes.
As Coronation Street.
Yes.
So that's how I did that.
No, not the UK's longest running soap.
That would be good, though, wouldn't
just
it?
Just our king asking.
Coronation Street looking, but now it's just the king looking to get some free work.
Yes.
Excellent.
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
We play the hits. We play the hits.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Because he liked Sands so much, I'm surprised we're not doing the coronation at Sands.
Very
at
good.
The restaurant. That would have been good. Right, just gone three.
Turn it up. Sing it loud.
Wow.
Radio Essex.
Let's start with Sam Smith, Calvin Harris. It's Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran, Overpass, Graffiti. 2 minutes after three, big drive home. Hope your weekend was good. Hope your Mother's Day was good. Whether you were remembering or celebrating your mother, I hope you had a good weekend. And now we're back to it for Monday, back on the radio. Mother's Day was weird this year because I think there's an age where your kids get to where you're like, do you know what, guys? This is actually your job now, not mine. This is your responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I'm not getting cards for you.
Well, no, because like, so I've got obviously Bobby and Katie, who are 9.
So your responsibility.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, and I'd said to them in the week, because I was actually working away this week. And so I was like, no, we need to make sure we've got everything in place for mummy, you know, later. And they were like, so we went out on Friday and we went to the shops and they helped me pick stuff for mum. The boys, I phoned them and said, sort yourselves out. Make sure you get.
Yeah.
And Kevin,
I'm happy to do reminders.
Yeah. So I said to Kevin, have you got something for mum? And he was like, I'm going up Lakeside with my girlfriend. I was like, right, okay, brilliant. And he sorted that. The oldest, 21. Yeah. So sort yourself out. That's not my job anymore. I give that to you. But the twins, obviously.
You still do it.
Yeah.
I said to my boys, I said, make sure you get cards. Make sure you get cards. I'd already sorted out something because I knew something that she really wanted.
Yeah.
So I said to them, do you know what? Give me a little bit of money towards it, out of your wages and stuff like that. And then that way, it's your present.
Yeah.
But I know exactly what it is she wants. So I sorted all that out. So on, we were out on Saturday, went to the football to Watford, and I said, oh, we're in Watford, get some cars. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they got the cars. I was like, this is good. They're doing it really well. I mean, I'm still pushing them, but they're doing it really well. Then on Sunday at like midday, Karen comes downstairs and I said, Sam, oh, get your stuff ready. And as I was saying, get your stuff ready, Karen said to the boys, are you supposed to be writing these? They just left them on the side. Hadn't written them yet.
It's ridiculous.
Lazy.
Yeah, no. I mean, to be fair.
She was like, shall I write my own card?
Kevin left the present, the lovely present that he bought, on the makeup station where Kerry gets ready in the hall, in the upstairs, like landing.
Yeah.
And she was like, am I meant to see this?
Yeah.
And he was
do you want me to wrap this up for you?
Yeah, and he was like, no. He just left it there, like,
it's
for a day.
It's hard work,
isn't it? It is hard work, yeah.
But yeah, that was that. But it was nice, and she did like a present. She liked her cards. I mean, and also you do a little bit of cooking, don't you? The kids like, I'll make tea. And it's nice. It's a nice day. When's the dad one?
June. They don't promote that as much.
It's not. I've not heard it talked about as much as Mother's Day. Is it June?
I did. It actually falls on Kerry's birthday, which is really good. that's true.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's tough timing. Sabrina Carpenter, Nonsense, Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Sabrina Carpenter and Nonsense. Hope you're doing okay. It's Chris and Scott, Monday on the Big Drive Home, and Britain is running out of something. Any guesses from you, Scott? It's like you can think of the things we've run out before. In COVID, we ran out of pretty much all the foods.
Toilet roll.
We've run out of fuel before.
Yeah.
But now Britain is really facing a crisis. Britain is currently running out of...
Bread.
No, ghosts.
Ghosts.
Ghosts. Yeah, apparently running out of ghosts due to the number of aging spirits that are passing on again. To the other
aging
side, because we're getting old now. Even the ghosts are too old to be ghosts anymore. They're ghost dying.
I think aging spirits are good. Like if you get like an age old rum, that's good.
Similar to an aging spirit. Yeah.
And then like you get like JD. That's like, if you get aged.
That's quite old JD. Now.
Are you not talking about?
No, actual ghosts are. I don't know whether
people are.
They die again.
Passing away though, aren't they? People are still passing away.
Yes. So I don't know what's happening to those ones. I don't know if there's some kind of clock up in the system like the passport office. I don't know if it's similar to that. But
I would have thought so.
There is
maybe
a problem.
There's a massive queue.
A leading paranormal expert. It's an expert, a ghost expert.
Someone
expert in the ghost.
Should be on the dole.
Yeah. Dr. Paul Lee reckons the UK's spectral heritage is in deep decline because many of the ghosts are now dormant. They've moved on. Probably moved to Spain, get the better weather.
Yeah, obviously.
Paranormal researcher and author said since January 20... He said it like this. In January 2020, I've been contacting all the reported haunted locations on my app. He's got an app.
Of course he's, he has.
He's got an app, and it's like, you know, remember that game we used to go around collecting the things on a map?
Yeah.
What was that called?
Pokemon,
yeah. He's got Ghostemon. And what's
Ghostemon.
Happening? He's got that. And how he goes around to all the ghost locations...
And goes, come on, guys.
From his app and asking if the residents or owners or staff have experienced any unexplained activity. So far, I've had 800 replies, and even some supposedly high haunted places like Coinsborough Castle in South Yorkshire, said to be one of the most haunted hotels in the UK, that nothing. He's basically being ghosted by the ghosts.
By ghosts. So essentially, are you telling me that these ghosts have got lazy? They've downed tools. They're going, oh, I can't be bothered to
spook
people.
Might be striking.
People. Yeah.
Might be on strike.
Oh my God, it's like the train, people.
Yeah, it could be on strike.
They're going, do you know what? I don't want to move that chair. It takes effort.
I could move it.
I'm not going to move that
ghost.
Curtain.
I can move it without any human interference.
Flickering lights, it takes me ages.
And also with the new LED bulbs, it's probably harder to do the old flickery light trick.
And do you know what?
It's harder now.
With the energy crisis as well, maybe they don't want it. Maybe they're like, oh, do you know what? Geraldine doesn't want the lights on because she can't turn them off because she can't afford it.
It could be that. Dr. Lee of Norfolk, who has a PhD in nuclear physics.
Of course he does.
Added, it may be the ghosts can be recharged. You sometimes hear stories of ghosts suddenly appearing again after many years of absence. I've never heard stories like that. But apparently those stories exist. Ghost doesn't turn up for ages, like ghosting you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, boo. I mean, like, oh, they I'm say back. Boo. Boo, I'm here. And then you go, oh, ghost. Oh. So that's what's happening in the world. We are running out of ghosts, apparently, and I thought I'd update you with that news. You are now up
and
today.
And content.
I'd it's imagine. Good content. Yeah. 3:21. Tom Walker and better half of me. Big drive home for Monday. Josh and Whittam said yesterday was Mother's Day.
He's, cause well done, well him. Done, Josh. It was
he said it was Mother's Day. He also said, it was also my birthday. So,
oh God, Josh, no one
I
cares.
I turned 11.
No one, I don't. I know you're 11. And
have a good day, lads. It's nice and friendly.
This is probably really harsh at the end of the day, Josh. And you know what? I would love to wish you happy birthday. You're 11 years old. You know, he was 10 day before yesterday. Yeah, you know, yeah. Now, you know, you've got loads going on in your life. I'd absolutely love to say, like, happy birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. I'd love to, yeah. But I can't because, unfortunately, Josh, I don't know if you've listened to this show much, but no one cares about your birthday, mate, no one.
And we don't, we generally don't do birthdays as a rule. You could maybe try the local paper, put it in there, maybe.
They might not even care. I mean, the way I look at it is I'm not getting in trouble with the bosses at this radio station to celebrate your birthday because what you've got to understand, Josh, I know you're 11 and it feels harsh, but you care. Your mum and that, you know, and your family and that, they care.
They don't really care, though. Well, it costs money.
Well, yeah, it costs money, and it was 11 years ago. I mean, they're over it.
It's true. Harsh, but I think very true. Josh and Whittam, and also you said it, as you said, Mother's Day yesterday. That's what people care about.
More important.
But, you know, people with mothers.
It's all about the mothers.
Yeah, because it's more generic across the country rather than just specifically your birthday.
Yeah, because it's Mother's Day, so it's all mothers across the board, isn't it? So everyone cares about it. It's a national holiday type thing.
So we don't, as a rule, and to keep within the guidelines that have been stipulated.
Yeah,
I want to
be
contract.
Paid.
It's stipulated in the contract now that we don't mention birthdays. It's been rumoured, and I know Tom's had some issues with the management in the last couple of weeks, that we still do birthdays.
Yeah.
Why are they saying that?
I don't know where the example is for that.
They've even given me a contract here.
Yeah.
And it says on it, Chris and Scott are not allowed to mention birthdays.
And I don't understand why they're still going on and on and on.
We don't mention the Eight Set of Men anymore, do we?
I've not mentioned that in months. The Eight Set of Men.
And you can still download it wherever you get your podcast from, but we don't mention it.
Not said
so,
that.
No, I'm saying that. I'm just saying it's still active. It's still live. You can still download it.
And it's still.
But we still don't talk about it.
It's not just birthday. It was yesterday.
We've gone for all of them. So no birthdays, Josh, I'm afraid.
No one cares, mate.
Does feel harsh, you know, in the cold light of day, 11 and that. But hope you have a good Monday.
Hope you had a really good Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And got presents and that.
Zara Larsson and Can't Tame Her. It's Radio Essex, Joel Corry, Ray and Bed. Hope you're doing okay. It's Chris and Scott for Monday. Big news out today for cereal fans. I don't know if there's any cereal fans, as in fans of cereal. I like cereal. I don't want to describe myself as a fan. I wouldn't have thought. I don't go to concerts or anything.
We don't. No, no.
I don't go to Tony the Tiger signings.
Yeah, but
I would.
No, I would. But you don't. Like some people are fans of football, but don't go because they work. So I mean, I'm a massive Arsenal fan.
I've heard. Yeah.
But I can't go to loads of matches because I work at the weekends. But I always watch the matches. So I'm a cereal fan. And if you're a supporter, you buy the shirt.
Yeah.
So in the same way that you buy the cereal. So yeah, I'm a cereal fan.
Okay. Kellogg's have ditched Frosties from their variety packs. Discuss.
I'm livid about that.
The only reason I think I like a variety pack because it's got Frosties in it.
Well, it's got variety, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but then the kids eat all the other ones. I like the Frosties.
Well, that much so that just to digress ever so slow, but still talking about cereal.
Yeah.
The other day, you... As a snack, you told me that whilst playing FIFA, because you were that lazy because you were playing FIFA and you didn't want to move,
Yeah.
You just ate Frosties out of the pack whilst playing FIFA.
Like they were some kind of...
Crisps.
Yeah, nuts or something.
So you just eat in...
They are so nice dry.
Sugary...
They are so nice dry.
Snack.
Yeah, just a little sugary snack.
And they've taken them out of...
They're too nice, dry. I mean, it wasn't a variety pack, it was a box.
Are they too nice or are they great?
Great. Yeah, disappointed. Loads of customers disappointed, posted on all sorts of internet about the fact
all
that there is... All sorts of internet. About the fact there is no Frosties in the variety packs. It had four mini boxes, Rice Krispies. One person had four mini boxes, one Rice Krispies, three Cocoa Pops. What? That's not variety.
No. I mean, I do... Do you know what, though? These
That's like a radio station saying they have more variety and then just continuously playing Pink. Do you know what I mean?
It is like
and
that.
I've got no examples of that. I'm just trying to do a comparison.
No, comparison.
That's what
it
would be. Maybe some Big Mountain in there as well, but mainly Pink.
Yeah.
And then going, we play
Will,
more music.
Little bit
variety.
Of Will Young.
All
chucked
of that.
In for good
all
measure.
The big names.
Do you know what I don't like about variety packs, though?
What?
Do you know, this is, and I'm not just saying this, you know, I would have four packs of Cocoa Pops to fill me up.
Variety box.
Yeah. So they're very small, aren't they? So
you know, I normally go two boxes. Four's quite excessive. I normally go two boxes.
No, four.
Four's quite a lot. It's not really a variety pack, then. It's just you're basically buying
just
a box of cereal.
Or Cocoa Pops.
Just Cocoa Pops. They've been reached out to the owners, Tony the Tiger, who says we can... I don't know if that's the MD, I imagine he is.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
CEO.
He said we can confirm that we have recently taken the decision to remove Frosties from the variety pack.
Why,
but
Tony?
But why?
Why, Tony?
Why? But why? Why is there a meeting, right, of... All the different.
You've got Tony the Tiger.
There.
You've got
the cockerel from the cornflakes thing. Got
yeah,
him
you've got
there. The Snap Crackle and Plop boys are in the corner.
Yeah,
Rice Krispies.
Yeah,
people.
Yeah. There's three of them in there. There's three of them.
They're on work experience. They're not a fault. I don't think they're making decisions. They're quite young.
Yeah, and then you've got the monkey.
Yeah, Cocoa Pops monkey.
What's he called? I can't remember.
Cocoa Pops monkey.
Coco the monkey.
Yeah. Why
Let's
not?
Call him Coco
the
monkey. Board meeting,
yeah.
And he goes, do you know what, boys? I'm not getting the band back together. I'm out.
But why in any meeting, even with, you know, we've described the people in this meeting because we obviously know who they are, but if it was just a normal board of directors from Kellogg's, why are they sitting there in a meeting going, right, Wednesday, what's on the agenda? I want to take Frosties out of the variety box. Why didn't anyone go, why? Why do you want to do that?
I bet you I know why they've done it.
Why?
Too much sugar.
But Cocoa Pops must have sugar in them.
Yeah, but have you not noticed that it says, same great taste, 30% less sugar, right?
Yeah.
And
so it's good for you now.
Yeah, they're all good for you now.
They've said, we can confirm that we have recently taken the decision to remove Frosties from the variety pack. Yeah, but all that means is you've got to buy the big box now. So there's more Frosties. The little pack would have been
fine. Well, then it's clever.
They responded, thank you for expressing your thoughts about the change. Please be assured we will pass this sentiment back to Snap, Crackle, Pop, Tony and all that lot. And famous for its cartoon mascot, Tony the Tiger, the cereal has been ditched from the pack and replaced with more boxes of Cocoa Pops. That's not the same.
I've actually worked it out.
Hang on. Which have been deemed healthier options.
There you go. No, but it's also because they've got more of a share.
Who?
Cocoa Pops. They all own a company together.
Yeah.
Right, so, and they've bought Tony out.
Oh.
So Tony's probably only got like 10% now. So they're like, no, you can have the big boxes, mate, but you're not. He's
part,
got 33 and a
part,
third.
You're not part of the variety, dude.
No.
Good knowledge. Glad we got to the bottom of that.
Yeah, I think we've worked it out.
Right, coming up, Lewis Capaldi, Forget Me, and the Kid Laroi. Brand new tune on the way before 4 this afternoon. And we will check your ride home next. It's Radio Essex, the Kid Laroi is back. That's the new single, it's called Love Again. New music from the Kid Laroi, it's been a while.
I really like him.
It's just Laroi now.
He's older now.
Yeah, he is. Just
Laroi. Old Laroi.
Ed Sheeran's got new music coming out as well. He's revealed his upcoming single, Eyes Closed, which is about losing someone. He was on Instagram and putting little clips on, and he's taken to Instagram on Wednesday. The singer-songwriter shared two photos showing him sitting in a quiet corner of a pub, black and white photos, really good. Sitting in the quiet corner of a pub. In the caption, it said, Eyes Closed delves into the subject of grief. It's a really, really powerful song. We heard a clip of it. Can I play that clip now?
Yeah.
We still licensed to do so.
We are still, yes.
Because we got this from the record company. Because the clip they put on the internet was all right, but it was obviously recorded like it was a stream, wasn't it? It wasn't very good quality. So you asked them to send you the proper version and they did.
Yeah, we got 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
29 seconds.
29 actually. Seconds. Yeah, they sold a shorter second here.
Just dancing with my eyes closed.
So that is the new song from Ed Sheeran. It's called Eyes Closed. It's out Friday. We'll play it on Friday. I'd imagine that'll get on the playlist pretty quickly.
So, yeah.
Music guys like Ed Sheeran out there.
I mean, I'm that excited about it that I've started. So I was doing a lot of driving this weekend and I listened to his first album to get me ready for this new, because I know this new album, he's already hinted that he's going back to his roots type thing.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah,
I'm here
so
for that.
Good.
I do like Overpass, and I like some of the newer stuff, but the original, when you go back to Lego House and Don't and stuff like that, it's like, wow.
Yeah, no,
this is seminal stuff, and that it does sound like it's a return back to those beginning days for Ed Sheeran. Can't wait for their new singles out on Friday. We'll play it here on Radio Essex. News and travel coming up next at 4.
Tottenham goalkeeper.
Sorry, I turned your microphone off. You're still carrying it. You carry on.
It might be a good thing. Tottenham goalkeeper Fraser Forster has been added to the England squad for their upcoming Euro 2024 qualifiers against Italy and Ukraine. He replaces Nick Pope, who's returned to Newcastle after picking up an injury. In-form Manchester United forward Marcus Rashford and Chelsea's Mason Mount have also withdrawn from the group because of fitness issues.
Weather.
Well, it will be a cloudy and wet end to the afternoon across Essex. Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 12 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
I really want to go and visit Scotland soon.
Do you?
Yeah, because I do the family tree. I've told you before.
Oh,
family,
right. I forgot about
that. A lot of family
that.
From Glasgow and that kind of area. I want the same reception that Snoop Dogg got when he just touched down in Scotland.
It's good, isn't it?
What a lovely bunch of people you are. What a beautiful welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
Snoop Dogg. What was he doing there? Was he a gig or something? I'd imagine he was gigging.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was doing a gig, yeah.
It's just rocked up. And he landed at the airport, Scotland Airport, Glasgow. And this was the reception that he had waiting for him when he got there.
It's so good.
It's so cool.
So what you can't see, obviously, because we're on the radio, is this is actually, like, a guy playing the bagpipes, and he's so excited to be doing it. Like, he looked a little grin on his face.
The thing is about Scotland is the food is absolutely shocking. The weather is monumentally terrible, right? Yeah. But the people are hilarious, and they give you a good welcome, and that's really a good
best
thing.
Best night I've ever had in my life. Apart from all the nights we've been on. They're the best nights.
Yes.
Yeah. Was a night out in Scotland, in Glasgow.
Best night of his life. Not like, you know, marrying his wife or the birth of his children.
It's just me and my mate.
Or going out with me.
Just went to a karaoke bar.
Best night of his life.
In Glasgow.
In Glasgow High Street, whatever it's called, the main bit. Glasgow.
Oh, what's that street called? What's the street called?
Buchanan Street?
Yes,
no, I don't know.
No, I
can't remember where it was. It was the main part. It was near the train station. And it was an open karaoke night. And I turned up. I love a bit of karaoke.
Oh, you do?
I love
the best
a bit of karaoke.
You've ever done in your life.
And I'd had a couple of rum and cokes. Really up for it. And I thought, well, I'll just do some wet, wet, wet. So I was singing there. I mean, Marty Pellow is basically their child.
Yep.
In Glasgow. There's me from, like, you know, down south. Doing a couple of wet, wet, wet numbers. And then it was only halfway through the song I went, oh, he's Glaswegian, isn't he?
Yeah.
But they liked it. They were very friendly, really nice and friendly.
We quite appreciate that. It's when Americans, you know, stop you on the street and demand that you speak to them or whatever, you're like, oh.
I do like the Snoop Dogg welcome. Check it out on YouTube, because, like, I think Scott said that the guy that's playing it is bursting inside himself, isn't he?
He can't believe that he's doing it. He's looking over at Snoop Dogg going, can you tell what it is yet?
He was like, that's amazing. Yeah, I think it was really cool.
Bagpipes on his next album.
Yeah, I think so. Check it out on YouTube. It's brilliant.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night.
Here we go. Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Right, just gone 4 o'clock. Jack Harlow and First Class on the way. First of all, it's that remix, The Weeknd back, re-releasing Die For You with Ariana Grande, originally from 2016.
Oh! Are listening to
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, cloudy tonight with outbreaks of rain. You can't see the cloud because of the grey. It's just grey.
It's very grey, isn't
it? Not a lot of colour out there today. It's apparently, I don't know when. I mean, I looked at iPhone. I can't look at the iPhone weather anymore. It's just depressing.
I've stopped looking at weather. I have, because it doesn't get it right very
ever.
Often. No. I mean, I was driving on the road the other day, and the rain, it wasn't meant to be raining. The rain was so bad that even the fast setting on the window wipers.
Well, it wasn't fast enough.
No, not at all. I was like, no, can't see anything. Nothing.
I went to Watford yesterday, Saturday, for the football, and it said on the weather app, checked Watford, it said it's just grey rain. But it wasn't, because halfway through the first half, blue skies. In the second half, warmth on my face. It was like there were people taking their jumpers off. There was actually people in T-shirt, not the players.
Yeah.
All the people around us. We're in T-shirts.
What I think it is what people at Watford have done now. I don't know. I didn't want to tell you this on the radio, but I will. It's because the football's so bad at the moment.
Yeah.
What they've done is they've installed like a heat thing. It cost them millions. And what they've done is it's like they shower you in like heat and
keeps in a good mood.
It's a summer's day.
Keeps in a good mood.
Wigan scored. No, they can't have. And you feel good about yourself. Then you go home. Then you watch the TV. It's raining, really. It's raining, but you didn't feel it while you were there.
Oh, I was just happy.
Yeah, they spent millions on it.
Yeah.
Millions.
It was a cloudy day of football, but it was quite quite a nice warm day. Overnight, cloud clearing tomorrow morning, allowing for sunny spells to develop. Sunny spells and highs of 15 degrees tomorrow.
15
So we're going to have some blue skies, bit of sunshine. There might be a bit of rain around, but the headline is, and I don't know why the iPhone can't deal with this, if there's going to be sunshine all day for 23 hours, not 23 hours, but you get my point, and like 10 minutes of rain, iPhone goes, yeah, rain tomorrow. It's like, well, there is a little bit of rain, but there's also 23 hours of sunshine.
Exactly.
But you're looking at the rain. Negative.
Very negative.
Negative. So, yeah, some rain tomorrow, small amount. Sunny spells all day.
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops, sun cream, 15 degrees, the high tomorrow. Right, Miley Cyrus, following up the tune Flowers, which was out, we still play because it's still a good tune.
Yes.
Brand new song is called River. This was out last week, and it's brand new from Miley Cyrus, Radio Essex. It sounds like Dead or Alive, doesn't it? You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round.
It does.
Round, round. I think I've just started a libel case.
That you probably have.
I think I might have done. Didn't mean to do that. Just had that earworm in my head.
Wow.
It literally sounded like Dead or Alive.
I reckon I could probably get Joe Kinch to knock something up.
No, it's fine. It's a good tune. I do like it. And I love the 80s throwback. Zara Larsson's done it as well, and she's kind of an 80s synth vibe going on these tracks.
There is.
Really cool. In a desperate attempt to get his money back for a cancelled flight, this guy from Brentwood here in the Essex, a furious passenger, thought he was left with little choice to send the bailiffs to the airport recently.
What? Send the bailiffs?
Yeah. He and his wife and three daughters were supposed to be flying out from Luton Airport to Faro in Portugal. Nice little family holiday.
Yep.
However, on the morning of the flight, the property expert from Brentwood in Essex woke up the last minute news no passenger ever wants to hear, that the Wizz Air flight had been cancelled. As a result, he was forced to find another route to Portugal, as the hotel's transfers and airport lounge were already paid for. So the new flight, along with money lost on hotel rooms and other expenses, cost him £4,500.
That's a lot of money.
Is he chartered a private jet?
That's a lot of money.
I mean, was Ronaldo going to Portugal that day? He went, can I jump in with you? £4,500 on flights to Portugal.
That's a lot.
After coming back from holiday, the father of three waited months for the airline to send him a refund. I think he was going for the full £4,500. During that time, he went to court to get compensation. But because the airline had ignored him, Russell then sent the bailiffs to the air desk at Luton Airport.
Brilliant.
Their option was to hand over the money, or the bailiffs would take it in goods. Is that your plane?
Yeah, I'll have that plane.
Chuck that on the lorry, boys. Put some rope on that one. So that, here we go. Come on. Down the M1. The plane following on their little...
Whizzing down the M1.
Bailiff van. And whizzing down the M1. So he sent the bailiffs. Their option was to hand over the money or they're taking goods. It might have meant that they removed chairs, tables, computers, or an aircraft. We were right. I wouldn't bother with the chairs and the tables. Go for the aircraft.
Just take the aircraft.
I'm not a financial expert, but they look like they're worth more money than the chairs.
I would have thought so.
He said, Wizz Air have since apologised for the incident, sent a full reimbursement, which included court costs, 180 quid, and bailiff-related expenses, 60 quid. So he got his money back.
Good.
So well played to Russell, who was in Brentwood. Right, holiday disasters. Tom, you've got one.
Yeah, so the first time I went abroad, we were all quite excited because it was like the first family holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was quite young at the time. And we woke up the morning of really early to get to the airport. We were going to drive there and it was going to be great. And we got into the car, turned on the car, didn't work.
Oh.
Oh, no.
The car just stopped working the moment that we got into it.
Oh, no. So you missed the flight.
So we had to get on one of the buses that got us to standstill.
They take a while.
Yeah.
And it's a great service, but it takes a bit of a time.
Yeah. And then we were like, okay. We got to the airport, got on the plane, it was all fine. And then we got to the hotel. And then the hotel people told us that we'd been double booked.
No.
By the hotel. And we were like, what?
Oh,
like
both nightmare.
Of these things. And it was just like, oh. And so by the time that we got to the hotel that we'd been put up in, we were knackered. And obviously my mum was not happy with the people.
I imagine your mum was livid. Actually.
Yeah, and that was probably the biggest holiday disaster.
I mean, we go to new places. We try and go to a new place every year. So like we did LA, which was amazing. But we always go back for a little holiday, like if it's October half term or something, for like if you've got 5 days off.
Yeah.
We'll always go back to the same place in Madeira because we know it. And it's not, I know a lot of people go, oh yeah, but you're just going back to the same place over and over again. We always go somewhere, like a big holiday in the year, we'll do something different.
Yeah.
But that trip to Madeira, because it's only like 5 or 6 days, we know that as soon as we land, we know exactly where we are.
But I like that.
Yeah,
I like
it. It's good. It's a familiarity. Familiar.
So you know that shop does that and you can go to that bar. But you
feel like you're on holiday the minute you land. Whereas when you go on a holiday like to LA, it takes a couple of days to get into it and you're like, oh, where are we? Where's this? Where's that? But when you go somewhere you know, it's instant. You're on holiday the minute you get there.
I've got a little one. What happened was we went on holiday to Barbados, I think it was. And it was, you know, we'd paid a lot of money, me and Kerry paid a lot of money for this hotel. And it was delayed and we got there really, really late and then the transfer didn't. So we was having loads of obstacles on the way to get to this hotel and I kept on saying to Kerry, don't worry, when we get there, we know this hotel's amazing, right? It's going to be so good. So we thought it was a disaster. It turned out that we was looking at the wrong part of the hotel. So basically what happened was we got there, it was very late. We were jet lagged, we were tired. Yeah. And we were like around like the back part of the hotel, which didn't have anything going on. And we were so disappointed. Like we were literally, like I remember Kerry phoning her mum and like saying, oh, we've paid so much money and it's horrible and we're going to have to check out in the morning. It's dirty, it's horrible, it's not nice. What it was, we were sort of at the back of the hotel where it didn't need to be like looked after and stuff like that. We woke up in the morning. We went out of the front door of our apartment. It was glorious. This place was like a dream. It was like paradise. And Kay phoned her mum back and she was like, might have overreacted a little bit last night. This is beautiful. And it was. It was literally like paradise. And I said, how did we get it so wrong? And so we walked around the back of our apartment and like where the bins were. And we were like, ah, you're not meant to see this bit. This bit's not nice.
It's the hidden bit.
Yeah, the hidden bit. But yeah, we'd gone the wrong way. But
I've not had a holiday disastrous. I've had some dodgy holidays.
Yeah.
I've never had the bit like on The In-Betweeners where you turn up to your place and it's nothing like what the picture looks.
Yeah.
I've not had that. But then I suppose the first time I'd ever been abroad, was my honeymoon when I was 29, because we never went abroad as kids. So I'd never been abroad, so I didn't know what that was all about. And I also had a bit of fear of flying, because I suppose as you grow up, when you're a kid and you get on a plane, you're like, planes, wow. Yeah. When you're 29, you're looking at it going, I don't quite understand how that's staying up there.
So
being 29 going on a plane with a massive fear of flying because of the unknown.
Yeah.
But then the day that I went on honeymoon, I've said this on the radio before, the day I went on honeymoon was actual 9/11. That it was the same day.
That was the first time
I'd been on a plane.
That's bad timing, I would say.
But I didn't know what happened till we landed. So I didn't have any extra fear going on the plane, but obviously I'm now in Zakynthos. I'm now in Zante, thinking, how am I going to get home? Because I don't want to get on a plane. I'm not over my fear of flying just yet. And the TV coverage isn't helping the situation.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
So I went down to the port in Zante and I was literally asking strangers, like, how can I get a boat back to England? They were like, sorry, what? I need to get a boat from here back to the UK. And they were like, no, mate, you just get an aeroplane. Which I did. And obviously it was the safest time in the world flying.
Of course,
it was fine. But it wasn't really a disaster, just a really weird holiday experience for the first ever time. What about you? And you can grab us on the app as well. It's Radio Essex with Harry Styles, as it was 4:36. Thank you for having us on. It's Chris and Scott. Big drive home for Monday, talking about holiday disasters. A couple coming through on the text. Kate says, we used to use teletext holidays. And
that's going back a while.
Always had fun. Prior to the kids, paid something ridiculous like 150 quid for a week all inclusive in Spain. And then end up at like some real hole.
Yes,
we joke now, she says, but we just spent all the nights on beach nights and the bars and then just literally go back to the hole, crash, get up again and enjoy. She had some really, really good fun before the kids. Claire in Braintree says, me and my family went to Spain for our first abroad holiday. We arrived at the hotel at around midnight, only to be told no booking. A bit like Tom, you were saying in your story.
Yeah.
So there was... we were sort of walking around Spain at midnight trying to find another hotel.
Oh, no.
Once we got settled, had an amazing time. But what a first impression of Spain, getting there and realising you've got there is literally nowhere for you to sleep.
Especially if you've got kids and that with you and you're literally, you know what kids, they're tired, they've been up all day, they've been at the airport, they're wanting to, you know, be excited about the holiday, and all of a sudden it's like, no room at the inn.
No room at the inn. You need to find somewhere else. Maria says, went on a skiing holiday once and the heaters were all log fires. So my husband had to go and get the logs for the fire every day because he liked to take charge of it. And so one day when we'd all been skiing, he went and got some logs for the fire, then tried to light it. He got frustrated with how small the fire was. So he kept trying to add to it, to the point where he was getting a little bit risky with it and ended up with his sleeve on fire.
Oh.
His favourite shirt ended up on fire. Luckily, he wasn't hurt at all afterwards, and I called him a mug and always bring it up to him. and now, tell local radio stations
supportive
as well. Get everybody involved in that story. Thank you very much, Marie. He didn't put his name on there. It's Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home. Sigala, May Muller and Kate DeBaser. Feels so good. It's Chris and Scott. Big Drive Home. We'll do some more of your holiday stories in just a second. If you haven't downloaded the podcast yet, what are you doing? People all over the world are downloading it.
Yes, they are.
You're still eating your mint? I've taken mine out.
No, I know. No, I noticed what happened. I chewed mine just as you put my mic up. And you took yours out.
I just took it out whole.
You're holding it in your hand,
aren't
you?
Yeah, I just got it here in my hand.
Strong, aren't they?
Very strong if you bite them and eat them quickly. So we are doing the pod. So basically this show gets edited down every night. We take the music out, we take the ads out, we take the travel out. So it's literally just us talking.
Yeah.
I'm not selling it very well.
It's the banter.
It's this bit.
It's this bit.
Hello, podcast. This will be on the pod. This bit's on the podcast.
And this bit.
So I don't know why you're not downloading this. This is incredible.
Listen to what you're missing on the train, maybe.
Yeah. So, and then you can go back to it when you're on the train and we miss an episode, which you can do. We don't mind. Every now and again, you'll miss an episode.
Don't mind. We won't hold it against you
ideal.
Forever.
It's not ideal. But then you can go back and listen to the bits you've missed or there's bits you liked. Maybe we took the mick out of Stevie and it was particularly good that day and you're like, oh, I want to hear that again. It's on the podcast.
It is. Maybe we took the mickey out of Tom. He sometimes has it then bits out because he does the editing.
So you keep your edits in, don't you?
You don't mind all the time. Isn't it? The things we say to you.
Yeah.
About, you know, you're not really doing doing your job to the best of your ability, isn't that?
I'm always doing my job.
To the best of his ability with the tools they've given him.
Yes.
Up me and you.
Yes.
He's like, I'm working, I've heard him say it, I'm working to the best of my abilities with what you've given me. Yeah, that's what I've heard him mean. Nothing wrong with that.
No, right.
I think he's talking about the equipment and stuff.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the equipment.
Yeah. So if you want to download the podcast, you can do, it normally goes out about an hour after the show finishes, so it finishes at 6. It's normally ready by about 7.
I think it's at 7. I think he schedules it.
And it's every day, so you can grab it. Well, Monday to Thursday.
Yeah, well, it's the quality, isn't it, that they're looking for? Like Monday to
Thursday. Friday's all about the music.
Yeah, there's not. That's what I was saying. There's not as much content, is there?
It's just me going, oh, it's good. Here's another one. And that wouldn't make a good podcast.
I don't think so.
So this is the bit with the bit where you get all this bit. Download it wherever you get your podcasts from. Easy to find. You just search for The Big Drive Home Podcast and it's there for you.
Easy.
Go and get it. 6:43.
That's on there. Yeah. Would that be on there?
Purely because they might be listening at 6:43 in the morning on the way to work. So that was what I was doing there. It's 6:43 Tuesday morning.
Well done.
If somebody is listening at 6:43 on Tuesday morning, can you let me know? Because that'd be awesome. It's Radio Essex Pink and Never Gonna Not Dance Again. It's 5 to 5. Wrapping up the holiday disasters, holiday nightmares. Dan and Canvey booked a coach trip up the top to a volcano. This doesn't sound good. With the kids in Lanzarote, and we made a toilet stop at the top, and everyone got off the coach for 10 minutes. We took the kids to the toilet. When we got back, coach had gone.
Oh.
Coach had gone, left without us. Luckily, there was a lovely restaurant up there, so we ended up having lunch and getting a taxi back down. That's awful.
That's really bad. Normally they do like a count and go like, not everyone's here.
Yeah, maybe they, because Spain's a bit manana and it's a bit, don't worry about it. How many have you got? 18. How many are you supposed to have? 22. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. I always think that at airports, when all the people rush to get on the plane first, you know that you've got a plane, right? And you can pay more money to get on the plane quicker than other people.
Yeah.
Why?
See, this is funny that you're saying this, because Kerry says this, right? So when I go away, and I go away a lot with 5, they pay for speedy boarding.
Yeah.
Right? Now, you're saying what Kerry says.
And yeah. Is Kerry saying the plane's going to go when you're all on it? You're not going to get there quicker. You'll get there the same time as everyone else.
Right, listen to me. This is why it makes sense. You've got a massive, massive queue. Right? You've got a massive, massive queue.
Yeah.
That you don't have to get in.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to get it anyway. You can just sit on the chairs and wait for the queue to die down and then just get on the plane at the end.
Right, because that's happened before where literally you get distracted and then all of it. And literally, I've walked up to, I've been sitting, waiting to get on a plane, doing exactly what you're saying to do. And all of a sudden, you go up, you go, oh, queue's died down now. You walk up and they go, oh no, you've missed it now. I've literally been one behind.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, where the actual gate is, get to the gate, there's chairs next to the gate.
Yeah. I've done that. I've sat next to the gate. I've watched I've done exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
I've watched the queue go to nothing. I've walked up and gone, I'll get on now. They go, no. No, you won't. And I go, I can still see that glass guy. I can still see his suitcase and see him. He's there. And they go, no, because they want to. Because it's like you're late. They want you on the plane as quick as they can.
I do it before the end of the time. There's probably a couple of people in the queue. I just get myself to the queue.
There's no queue. Whenever I fancy getting on the plane and getting settled, I just get on it.
I don't get the point. I don't know if this has ever happened, right? You walk on with your speedy boarding pass and there's like 6 of you on the plane and the pilot looks around and goes, yeah, that'll do, shut the doors, let's go. That never happened. They always get the other people on the plane as well.
No, of course.
If there was a chance that he was going to go, do you know what? These 8 people look great. Let's just shut the doors and go. Just all of us. Have a row each.
I get on the plane, get settled, get my luggage in first, sit down. Sit down. Chill. Chill.
I get on the plane, put my luggage in, and
you don't. You get on the plane, there's no room. There's no room for your luggage. You're literally standing there going, oh, you're on aisle 27, right? And you've got to walk down to aisle 472 to put your bag down. And then when you get off the plane, you're last off as well because you've got to go and retrieve your bag. I'm in A1.
Do you get speedy boarding to leave the plane as well? No, because that would be worthwhile. Do you know what? If that's what they need to do, that would make it worthwhile. You land and they go, right, speedy boarding passengers, up you get. And six of you smug idiots stand up and go, ooh. And then you get your little cases and you walk off the plane. And like, there's a rule that you have to get to the hotel bar before anyone else gets off the plane. That I'll be up for that. I'll be like, yeah, I want some of that.
I even do the thing that the fast track through the bit, you know, where you have to go in
security.
Like, yeah, fast track through there.
I've done it once at Stansted, and as I walked in all smug, I looked at the other queue. It was less than the queue that I'd paid to get in. There was no one in the other queue.
You were unlucky.
I was very unlucky, and I'd never do it again. There was literally one, two people in the other queue where there was about seven people waiting to serve, and my queue, and I know why it happened, because it was the time last year where there were strikes, so everyone had got speedy security, thinking that all the security
fast track,
thinking all the security people were on strike. That's why they did it. So everybody was in my queue, and all the other people were like, idiots.
They hadn't wasted a fiver.
Wasted a fiver at all. Anyway, 5 o'clock, Monday, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Stevie's waiting patiently in your newsroom.
Hi, are we doing news in 20 seconds?
Someone!
No, because Scott's paid for Speedy Radio and we get to do this bit first.
Right. Now, loads of bad things have happened and the weather's a little bit rubbish.
There's some adverts and there's some travel and the news will follow. It's 5 o'clock.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. Sorry, that was late, wasn't it?
A wee bit.
You were very kind at the beginning. You said at 5.
Yeah.
You could have said at 5:03. Well, I remember Rebecca Dundon, who does news sometimes on the weekend. She used to do news on Drive. And she would really get angry. So if we didn't...
It was her thing, aye.
Yeah, but she'd actually come on air and she'd go, at 5:04, I'm Rebecca Dundon. I'd be like, whoa.
I did. I went with a kind of... At 5.
I heard the sarcasm in your wee Scottish voice. Did you hear the big news in Billericay at the weekend?
No.
Did you hear the big news in Billericay, Tom?
No, what was it?
Ann and Dec, Saturday night, takeaway.
And they were in Billericay?
Billericay. Jordan North, of all people.
Is that where he lives?
No, he was in Billericay because it was the Ann and Dec thing. I don't think he has to live there.
Right.
He travels in a car or something.
Oh, right, so Ann and Dec go around to different places.
No, they were in the studio, right. And then they go, right, Ann and Dec, tonight we're in Billericay. And then they were at Billericay Football Club. So apparently people on the Billericay discussion page and out on Facebook, it was the first 200 people to get down to the football club, had a chance to win a holiday to Florida.
Did anybody win?
Yeah.
This reminds me when I bunked off school to go and watch The Big Breakfast being filmed and I got caught because I was jumping up and down in front of Denise. Did somebody win?
Yeah, yeah.
A Billericay resident
won a trip to Florida off of the Ann and Dec show.
Take your favourite newsreader.
I don't think you're allowed to take newsreader. I think it's a family holiday. I think the husband and the kids would be upset.
Why bother taking your husband when you can take me?
Well, it's true.
3, 2, 1, go. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Let's go! Hey, it did look awesome. Maybe you were there. Billericay on Saturday night. It looked really good. Lewis Capaldi coming up. Niall Horan first. This is Heaven.
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex.
BBC Radio 2.
Radio 2. You're listening to the smooth sounds of Scott Robinson. He's got a new song.
Yeah.
He's got a new song out. Tom sent it to us at the weekend.
Yes, it's really good.
It's really good. But, Tom, I didn't think that you would like it.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really confused me, right?
So, on repeat for me.
Yeah, so this is unbelievable, right? So Tom, you know, bit younger than us, not much, you know, a little bit younger than us.
But you like all sorts of music, don't you?
Yeah.
Because, like, every now and again you'll say something random like, oh, I love REO Speedwagon from back in the day. Then you'll go on about a punk pop band and I'll be like, what?
I was listening to jazz at the weekend.
There you go.
Yeah, or you'll say something ludicrous like, who are the police? And then
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they should be arrested by them. But he loves this song. So I listened to it thinking, oh, this is... And it was not the song that I expected you to like. I love it. I knew Chris would like it. It's really, really good. I can't remember what it's called, Thomas.
How I'm Feeling Now.
Yes.
How I'm Feeling Now. It's very good. he says a little swear word in it as well, doesn't he? We'll have to edit that on the radio.
It's good.
Does it?
Yeah.
Didn't you listen to it, Chris?
Yeah. But not the version we're going to play on the radio.
No.
Oh, right, okay.
No, but he
That's
does.
Good.
He says words. He says that.
Okay.
He says that.
Thank you. 5:15, documentary coming from Lewis Capaldi as well, which is out. When's that out?
It's out on the 5th of April.
Netflix?
Yes. It's about his previous tour.
Yeah. But it talks about all the struggles he goes through in life and yeah. It talks about everything.
Oh, so is it talk a little bit about, because he's just obviously come out openly and said that he's got Tourette's and stuff like that.
I think it's all in there. I think, because that was around that tour time.
Oh, okay.
As well.
I'll look forward to watching that.
It's about him writing this new album. So it's him essentially coming back from tour and going home.
Yeah.
And what life is like.
They probably played the bad pipes, didn't they, when he went home?
Like Snoop Dogg in Scotland.
Yeah.
I watched Telly this weekend, Sunday Brunch, obviously. And there was a band on there. It made me think of you because they were talking about the fact that they're constantly on tour. Now, I know you go on tour now, but you're back home afterwards. You're not on. Back when you were in the band, you'd go on tour for months.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were saying it's really weird because all you do when you're on tour is go, I just need to be home. I just want to be home. And then you get home and within about a day of being at home, you're like, I'm bored. I've got nothing to do. There's no one telling me where to be.
Well, no, that's the weird thing. You're happy to be at home, but there's no structure.
Yeah, that's what it's saying, yeah.
So you're going...
He's used to get his phone going...
I've got to be there in 10 minutes.
I'm at 1 at 10 o'clock and then I'm at Smash Hits at 11 o'clock and then I'm on stage at 12 o'clock for a second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then you wake up when you're at home and there's nothing apart from some shelves you've got to put up.
Yeah.
And all the jobs that have been collected for you when you get home. Yeah, those things. Right, this is brand new. Talking about new music. This is Latto's new tune. It's called Lottery. And I think this is really good. Really, I really like this.
Might be a winner.
Very popper. Very poppy. A winner.
A pop.
Lottery. Lottery, yeah, yeah. It's a lottery gag.
Yeah, good, isn't it?
Latto and lottery, or as Dobbo says on the text, just call it Lattery.
Clever.
Works. Lattery. With Lucala, which I thought said Lukaku, which was confusing. 5:20, big drive home. We're looking for an end of the show tonight, so if you've got any end of the show type material for us, basically you have to use the words Monday, complete it, mate.
Yes.
They're the important words.
Them's the words.
But any kind of, if you want to do that in the style of anybody or anything, you are more than welcome to change it around. You're more than welcome to take it and run with it.
I don't know why I want this today, but I'm going to, I want it in, it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, I want it in the deepest voice you can possibly do.
Wow. Why?
I don't know why. It's just popped into my weird little brain. So
you need to go, Monday, completed it, mate. Something like that.
That was quite low. Thanks, I'm going to try one. Monday, completed it, mate.
Yeah, that's sinister.
And low. Tom, you got one for us?
Let me get his bass up.
Monday, completed it, mate.
When your voice breaks, that's going to sound really good.
That'll sound great.
It's going to really work. Okay, deepest voice you can. Monday, completed it, mate. You can do it like that on the voice notes. Do that for us now, and we'll play the winning one just before 6 o'clock tonight. It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and Flowers. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Doing it for Monday. Title fight is going to come back after the A-Z, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well,
I think we all agree we missed the title fight.
I do like
the A-Z of music.
I'm loving it.
I'm only on F.
I think a good way to sell the A to Z of music is to talk about the title fight that you missed so desperately. That's, you know, it's 5:30 now.
I think it was a really good opening link. I think that the title fight was, I don't know, it was almost seminal. It was like everyone talked about the title fight. And now the A to Z of music is the same and as good.
You are selling it to me.
I liked fighting with you for the songs.
No.
It's a set of music.
I like
in Chris's corner and all that. I liked all that. It was fun. In Scott's corner.
Sell this.
This is brilliant as well. This is the A to Z of music, and it's a Monday.
Monday. Solo singers.
So we're going to give solo singers to begin with ABCDEF. F for Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
F for Fergie.
Fleur East is one.
Faith Hill. Faith Evans as well. Faith Evans, all the Sinatra.
Faith.
Yeah, there's loads. Beginning with F, solo artists, your favourites, please. On the text, grab us on the app as well, and we will find out your favourite solo artist, beginning with F, in about 10 minutes. It's Radio Essex, Vembi Goddard and Messi in Heaven. It's Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home, and we're on the A to Z of music.
Monday, solo singers.
And we're looking for solo singers, beginning with F. Scott's added a category this week. Bands that are numbers beginning with F. We're doing that Friday.
I'm not here Friday.
15. Oh, no, it's not.
No, it doesn't.
50 Shades. It's a film.
Oh.
500 Miles, Proclaimers.
Good.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be one. Anyway, we're doing solo artists beginning with F at the moment, and two that have jumped out from the text as the most popular.
Falco.
Yeah. Rock Me Amadeus is in there. Yeah. Lee, actually, in Billericay's just come in with that. Falco, Rock Me Amadeus. Frank Sinatra, popular. Faith Hill, popular. Fleur East in there. Fergie. We had Finley Quay, good shout from Will. Freya Riding, said Claire. But the two that outshone everybody else, and the two you can vote for tonight, and you can hear the winning tune out of these two tunes before six, are... Faith Evans.
Tune, this is.
It's the old Crooklyn Clans.
Yeah.
Watch your zodiac sign! It's the original Love Like This from Faith Evans. If you want to hear this, put Faith in your message box or...
Yes! Oh, please.
Freddie Mercury.
What a tune.
If you want to hear Freddie Mercury and The Great Pretender before the end of the show tonight, just put the word Freddie in your message box, get over to us, and you can grab us on the app as well. And the winning tune will play just before six tonight. Ooh. It's Lizzo at About Damn Time. It's Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home for Monday. We have to leave because...
About Damn Time.
That's very good.
I know. What? Sorry, what was
Joe Kinch is in the room.
That's how the song goes, isn't it? Your mic's up.
Yeah. Makes a change. But yeah, no.
Oh. He's getting very feisty nowadays, isn't he?
I always remember to put your microphone up.
That's how the song goes.
Pump me up. Fabulous. Sorry, give her way too much. I nearly pressed the wrong button then, and that would have gone horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Joe Kinch coming up from 6 o'clock tonight. We're the warm-up show. We all know that.
Mm-hmm. Always. Sometimes I can't get motivated to do the show because I think, like, they're just waiting.
We're like the support act. No offence to support acts. But we're like the support act. Well, Martin and Sue start off the warm-up at six.
Yeah.
Then Connor has to come in. He has to do a warm-up. Then Jack comes in warm-up. Then we come in and do a warm-up. I mean, it better be huge tonight. What are you doing?
The evening show?
Just doing the show, just playing the hits.
And then Lauren comes in and she has to calm things down.
Just gets too excited, you've got it pumping.
I think overnight, we don't even have a DJ. We can't even get a DJ to come on.
He goes, no.
It's back-to-back hits. And then Martin and Sue start the warm-up again tomorrow, 6 o'clock. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
On the show tonight, I know you're playing the biggest hits like Mimi Webb and Red Flags and Dua Lipa with Megan Thee Stallion and Sweetest Pie.
I love the way you said Thee Stallion then. Good emphasis.
Thank you.
Megan Thee Stallion. She's Thee Stallion.
She's got two E's in it.
Yeah.
That's coming up. And then, and probably loads of stories about Megan and Thee Stallion.
What?
Just because you've brought up that artist. So I'd imagine you're going to tell us a story about the artist.
Yeah, you should.
Megan is the stallion. Yeah. There's your story.
There you go.
No other stallions like her.
All the big songs from BTS, not all of them, one of them, and Drake, just to prove you're cool as well. All of those songs are coming
down
up.
Down with the Kids. Yeah.
Just chuck.
Is playing Drake Down with the Kids?
Yeah.
I mean...
Depends what one it is, isn't it?
I don't like it.
Do you not know which one it is?
No, I don't know.
How do you not know which one it is? Because it's your show.
Because you're in the seat.
Surely you've planned all this, though, haven't you? You meticulously put all the music in yourself and planned it all. There's no one telling you what to play, is there?
We're talking about the planning songs to go in. Oh, that's a good song, that one.
Yeah.
Is it? I can't believe we're playing it twice.
One dance coming up.
Yeah, we do also have a brand new record of the week on the way tonight.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you that. You've got to tune in.
Is it the new song from, think of a chord in your eyes, Wham?
Is it Wham?
I've heard
Last Christmas.
Jitterbug. That one's
That's
so
a good. Song.
Jitterbug. Ooh, even the boom boom.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Is it that one?
Well, Wham is kind of cool, isn't it? Because
yeah.
Lewis Capaldi did a
Wham music video. Tribute about video.
Yeah. He did.
Club Tropicana.
You'll probably be playing.
Is it Club Tropicana you're playing?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's my record of the week.
Wow. Can't wait. What time's that?
8 o'clock.
And then nothing happens at 9.
Nothing happens at 9. We never talk about the 9 o'clock hour.
7, you play the top 7 songs. Something.
Hot 7 at 7.
Did you say top 7?
Hot 7 at 7.
It's the hot.
He calls my show the Hot 4 Weekend. He calls it what did you call it? The other day he called it the Pepsi chart. I was like, we don't. It's literally, he said, it's Mark Goodyear still do it? And I went, no, it's my show and it's called the UK Hot 40.
I heard a little part of your radio show the other day.
Your radio show?
Hot 40 countdown.
And you said possibly one of the cheesiest things I've ever heard anyone say, actually.
What's that? Was it about the flowers?
He said, and as it's Mother's Day, here's flowers.
He was so proud of that.
The UK Hot 40 countdown.
Have to play that because we've talked about it. It's contractual.
Is it?
Yep.
Five will make you get down now. There you go. You got to play that.
Are you hoping we play a five song after that? Is that what that is?
If we're just going to say, if we keep on talking.
Keep on moving.
And we say if we, I'm just saying, if we keep on talking now where we said nothing happens after 9, that will be true. Because
Lauren will be banging on the doors. She'll be like, come on, get out.
Exactly. And your show would have just been talking to us about your show that wouldn't actually happen because it wouldn't be a show because we'd still be talking about your show that hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because so, though, wouldn't it?
It'd be entertaining.
I would say it'd be entertaining.
Yeah.
Anyway, who wants to live forever, eh?
Yeah, of course.
Stevie. For you Liverpool fan.
He doesn't admit that anymore.
You what?
He doesn't admit that he's a Liverpool fan.
I'm a Liverpool fan.
For the Spurs fans.
It's a great pleasure. It's a great honour.
There he is.
Oh, he doesn't sound as angry.
No, he's not as angry.
No, he's not as angry.
Has he been fired yet?
Huh?
Conte.
No, but
no, because that's what he wants.
Do you remember?
No, we've already been through that. We went through that before.
Roy Hodgson, who left Crystal Palace, retired from football, had a massive celebration. They did the whole tunnel for him and like, ooh, you're amazing. He went to retire. Yeah. And he came out of retirement to come manage Watford because we were like, any manager will do. You, come here. Oh, I don't do anymore. Come on. He joined us, demolished our team, and then retired again. He's going back to Crystal Palace, they reckon.
I know, craziness.
Oh. That's mad.
It is. I mean, it doesn't matter how bad he does, they just keep on hiring him.
Crazy.
Should we play a song?
10 to 10.
Tom's disappointed at his clock.
Oh, do you want to go
home,
Tom?
And I'll say that again. You've got places.
Stevie's
clock.
Waiting.
Stevie's... Oh.
We've got to play a song yet, haven't we?
Stevie needs to get a train as well. Right. Winner on the title fight we're playing now. No, we can't. No, we have to.
We've got to play it. We can't not play a song.
Let's play it. It's Freddie Mercury. We're going now. We're in trouble. We're late.
Low
Joe's coming
trouble.
Up next at 8:30.
Monday completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.